Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Parliament proceedings begin in new building. Historic women's reservation bill introduced in Lok Sabha providing one-third reservation for women in lower house state assemblies and Delhi Assembly. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam will further strengthen Indian democracy. Festival of Ganesh Chaturthi being celebrated across the country. NTA releases exam calendar for JEE, CUET, NEET for next academic year. And in Asian Games, India kick-off campaign on a winning note as men's volleyball team beat Cambodia 3-0 in first pool stage match at Hangzhou in China. Indian men's football team lose to China 1-5 in opening group stage match. Parliament proceedings began in the new building today on the second day of the special session. The new Parliament building has been designated as the Parliament House of India, while the old Parliament House has been renamed as Samvidhan Sadan. The government introduced a historic women's reservation bill in the Lok Sabha on the first day of proceedings in the new building. The bill will provide one-third reservation for women in the Lok Sabha, state assemblies as well as Delhi Assembly. Introducing the 128th Amendment Bill 2023 in this regard, Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal said the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam aims at providing 33% reservation for women in Parliament and state assemblies to enable their greater participation as public representatives in policy making. Mr. Meghwal said once the bill is passed, the number of seats for women in Lok Sabha will increase to 181 from 82.
आज नई संसद के पटल पर इस नारी शक्ति वंदन विधेयक 2023 को प्रस्तुत करते हुए मुझे अपार हर्ष और गर्व की अनुमति हो रही है। आज ये सदन नारी शक्ति को लोकसभा में 33% भागीदारी देने का साक्षी बनेगा। आज हर क्षेत्र में चाहे वो अंतरिक्ष हो, सेना हो, पुलिस हो, खेल जगत हो, उद्यमिता हो, व्यवसाय हो, साहित्य हो, कला हो, महिलाएं प्रभावशाली नेतृत्व करके देश को गौरवान्वित कर रही है।
Earlier speaking in the Lok Sabha, Prime Minister Narendra Modi urged the members to open the doors of opportunities for women. He said, Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam will further strengthen Indian democracy.
Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam ke madhyam se hamara loktantra aur majboot hoga. Main desh ki mataon, behnon, betiyon ko Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam ke liye बहुत बहुत बधाई दूंगा मैं सभी माताओं बहनों बेटियों को आश्वस्त करता हूं कि हम इस बिल को कानून बनाने के लिए संकल्पबद्ध है
Our correspondent gives details about Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam
The Constitution 128th Amendment Bill 2023 is the first bill introduced in the new Parliament building during the ongoing special Parliament session. The seats for women will be reserved after the completion of the delimitation exercise based on the first census conducted after the passage of the bill. The legislation mandates women's reservation for 15 years from the commencement of the Act and Parliament empowered to extend it further. In the present Lok Sabha, 82 women members were elected, which account for less than 15% of the total strength of 543. Women representation is below 10% in many state assemblies. Within the reservation for SCs and STs, 33% would be reserved for SC and ST women. With Anand, Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Talking about the new Parliament building in the Lok Sabha, Prime Minister Modi said its grandeur glorifies modern India and the sweat of the country's engineers and workers is invested in it.
30,000 से ज्यादा श्रमिक बंधुओं ने परिश्रम किया है इस भव्य व्यवस्था को खड़ी करने के लिए मैं उन श्रमयोगियों का नमन तो करता ही लेकिन एक नई परंपरा का प्रारंभ हो रहा है इसका मुझे अत्यंत आनंद है इस सदन में एक डिजिटल बुक रखी गई है जिस डिजिटल बुक में उन सभी श्रमिकों के पूरा परिचय में रखा गया है ताकि आने वाली पीढ़ियों को पता चलेगा कि हिंदुस्तान के किस कोने से कौन श्रमिक ने आकर के इस भव्य इमारत को यानी उनके पसीने को भी अमरत्व देने का प्रयास इस सदन में हो रहा है।
In his speech, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla urged members to keep the high dignity and prestige of the House.
विश्व के सबसे बड़े संसदीय लोकतंत्र होने के नाते हमारी जिम्मेदारी और बढ़ जाती है, इसलिए आवश्यक है कि हमारी संसद हर एक मुद्दे पर चर्चा करे, सार्थक सकारात्मक दिशा दे, कानून बनाते समय सारगर्भित चर्चा हो, सकारात्मक के साथ चर्चा हो, ताकि हम देश को और अधिक समर्थ बना सकें।
Later, the lower house was adjourned for the day. Addressing the Rajya Sabha on the first day of proceedings in the new building, Prime Minister Modi said the upper house can be a source of inspiration for the legislative bodies all over the country with regard to parliamentary probity.
उच्च सदन में हम अपने आचरण से संसदीय शुचिता के प्रतीक के रूप में देश की विधानसभाओं को, देश की स्थानीय स्वराज की संस्थाओं को, वहां की सारी व्यवस्थाओं को प्रेरणा दे सकते हैं और मैं समझता हूं कि ये स्थान ऐसा है कि जिसमें ये सामर्थ्य सबसे अधिक है और इसका लाभ देश को मिलना चाहिए।
Leader of opposition Mallikarjun Kharge said women belonging to SC, ST and OBC communities get less chance in comparison to other sections of women. Objecting to Mr. Kharge's remarks, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said the remarks with regard to women's representation are objectionable and undermine the capabilities of women. After Mr. Kharge's remarks, the House was adjourned for the day. Before proceeding to the new building, a special function to commemorate the rich legacy of Parliament of India and resolve to make Bharat a developed nation by 2047 was held at the central hall of the old Parliament building. Members of Parliament also gathered at the inner courtyard of the old Parliament House for a group photograph. A joint photograph was taken of members of the Rajya Sabha and the Lok Sabha. It was followed by a group photograph of members of the Rajya Sabha and later a group photograph of members of the Lok Sabha. Talking to reporters, the New Delhi Information and Broadcasting Minister Anurag Singh Thakur said a revolutionary step has been taken by the Narendra Modi government with the introduction of the Women's Reservation Bill.
नए संसद भवन की भी बधाई देशवासियों को और मेरी मातृशक्ति को देश की महिलाओं को जो देश की आधी आबादी है अब सत्ता में 33% भागीदारी महिलाओं की होगी। मुझे खुशी इस बात की कि भारतीय जनता पार्टी एक ऐसा राजनीतिक दल है जहां पर भारतीय जनता पार्टी अपने संगठन में भी महिलाओं को रिजर्वेशन देती है।
Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today said that India owes great indebtedness to its farmers. During the launch of Kisan Rin portal, Ghar Ghar Kisan credit card and the weather information network data systems in New Delhi, the minister said during COVID lockdown, it was rural India, the farming community and the agricultural sector that kept the country going. Union Minister of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Narendra Singh Tomar, said Kisan Rin portal will bring transparency and fast-paced financial aid to farmers. In Jammu and Kashmir, the counter-terror operation by security forces at Gadul village in Kokarnag area of Anantnag district continues for the seventh day. An encounter broke out between terrorists and security forces last week in which an army colonel, a major, a DSP from J&K police and a soldier made the supreme sacrifice for the nation. Talking to reporters today, Additional Director General of Police in Kashmir, Vijay Kumar, said dreaded Lashkar-e-Taiba commander Uzair Khan has been killed in the Kokarnag encounter and his body has been retrieved. He said the search operation will continue to track down any terrorist hiding in the area. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. The fourth and final meeting of the G20 Framework Working Group under India's G20 presidency concluded in Raipur today. The meeting was co-chaired by India and the UK. Around 65 delegates from G20 members and invitee countries and various international organizations attended the meeting. More from our Raipur correspondent.
The G20 Framework Working Group held in-depth discussions on key economic challenges and risks based on the global economic perspective and presentations from international organizations. Besides, discussions were also held on initial findings of the draft on strong, sustainable, balanced and inclusive development report based on updates provided by the International Monetary Fund. In the spirit of the Indian presidency's theme of One Earth, One Family, One Future, the group agreed to work together to enhance international cooperation to effectively address macroeconomic challenges and build a more resilient and prosperous global economy for the benefit of all. Vikalp Shukla, Akashwani News, Raipur.
Ganesh Chaturthi, a festival dedicated to Lord Ganesh, is being celebrated across the country today with immense devotion and enthusiasm. The day marks the birth of Lord Ganesha, who is a symbol of wisdom, prosperity and good fortune. It also marks the beginning of the 10-day-long festival where devotees install idols of Lord Ganesh in their homes and worship it for the next 10 days. Ganesh Utsav is a major attraction in Maharashtra, where people celebrate it with great zeal at homes and pandals. We have a report.
Maharashtra has a century-old tradition of celebrating Ganesh festival publicly. Devotees from all sections of society are participating in this festival. Along with common citizens, political leaders, film personality, industrialists and many others have installed Ganeshji at their homes. People are visiting relatives and friends for the blessings of Bappa. Large crowds can also be seen at Ganesh Mandals. This year, Chandrayaan 3, Ram Mandir are the popular theme for the decorations. Local administrations and police department have made required arrangements to avoid any inconvenience to the devotees. Jeevan Bhavsar, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted people on the occasion. The Chairman of the University Grants Commission, M. Jagdish Kumar, has announced that Common University Entrance Test for Postgraduate Programme CUETPG for the academic year 2024-25 will be conducted from the 11th to the 28th of March next year. He also informed that CUETUG will be conducted from the 15th to the 31st of May next year. He said the entrance tests will be conducted by National Testing Agency, NTA, and the results will be declared within 3 weeks of the test. The Joint Entrance Examination, JEE, main examination will be conducted in 2 sessions in the year 2024. The first session of JEE main will be held between the 24th of January and the 1st of February, while the second one will be from the 1st to the 15th of April. The National Eligibility Common Entrance Test, NEET-UG, will be conducted on 5th May 2024, and UGC National Eligibility Test Session 1 will be held from the 10th to the 21st of June next year. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast light to moderate, fairly widespread to widespread rainfall over the eastern part of the country till Friday. The IMD has forecast isolated heavy rainfall over Gangetic, West Bengal, Odisha and Jharkhand over the next 3 days. At the Asian Games, India opened their campaign in volleyball on a winning note at Hangzhou in China. The Indian men's team defeated Cambodia 3-0 in the first pool stage match. India will take on South Korea in their second pool stage fixture tomorrow. In football, Indian men's team lost to host China 1-5 in their first group match. India will take on Bangladesh in their next group match on Thursday. The 19th Asian Games are scheduled to commence from the 23rd of this month, but some events began today. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Parliament proceedings begin in new building. Historic Women's Reservation Bill introduced in Lok Sabha, providing one-third reservation for women in lower house, state assemblies and Delhi Assembly. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam will further strengthen Indian democracy. Festival of Ganesh Chaturthi being celebrated across the country. NTA releases exam calendar for JEE, CUET and NEET for next academic year. And in Asian Games, India kick-off campaign on a winning note as men's volleyball team beat Cambodia 3-0 in first pool stage match at Hangzhou in China. Indian men's football team lose to China 1-5 in opening group stage match. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.